The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to the Lord.
John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He is the one of whom I said, 'A man is coming after me who ranks ahead of me because he existed before me.' I did not know him. But the reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be made known to Israel." John testified further, saying, "I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from heaven and remain upon him." I did not know him. But the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, "Whomever you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. Now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
For those who are standing in the back, there are some seats in the middle. If you want to make your way up, you can stand there if you want, but you might find a place here. Today, we begin hearing the preaching of the good news of Jesus Christ. Now, we've heard about the birth of our Lord, but now we hear about the ministry. And it begins with John, the last of the prophets, pointing us to Jesus. So for us to live in the year of our Lord 2011, John gives a very simple answer: Jesus. How will you get through? How will I get through? Jesus. It's not what you do, it's not what I do. It's depending on him. Father Charles de Cassade, who wrote a spiritual class 250 years ago, said, "All of you who are appalled by the terrible ideas of perfection that you have formed for yourselves, trust in Jesus." That our perfection finds its root in trusting Jesus and walking with him this year ahead. Now, in order to understand what John says, you know, John pointed to Jesus and said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." And at every Mass, the priest says a similar thing. Now, you've heard that we're going to have some of the translations of the Mass change a little bit. And that's so that they are more clearly biblical. So we'll hear the Bible come through. The priest says at every Mass, "Behold the Lamb of God." This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Because Jesus, who is on the altar, who's in the tabernacle, is the same Jesus who walked on that street. And that he's here among us to be our Lord. St. Paul tells us that our good works accompany us to heaven. They don't get us there. Our faith is in Jesus. Our trust is in him. Now, in Exodus chapter 35, we hear that God gave Moses directions for the tabernacle. Remember, the Lord said, "I will be with you." And how he was with us was in this tabernacle. And the tabernacle was a chest about this big. Right? Inside of it were the Ten Commandments and the staff that Aaron the high priest used. It was kept there. And then on the top of this chest, there were two angels. And they were the brass angels or copper. And in between them, God's presence dwelt. It was an invisible presence, but God was there, and they were to build a curtain in front of it so that people wouldn't just come into God's presence. But the Lord dwelt there, and as the tribes of Israel moved, they brought this tent. And our word tabernacle means tent. That's why some tabernacles have a veil in front to remind us that God has pitched his tent among us. So anyway, the tabernacle, the tent, accompanied them. And wherever they were, God was with them. Now we hear in 2 Samuel that the Philistines stole the ark. Because of that, there was all sorts of punishment that happened to them because they didn't respect the holiness of the Lord. Now eventually, that tabernacle was brought to Jerusalem by David. And there his son Solomon built a temple. Inside the temple was the Holy of Holies where the Lord dwelt, a big curtain in front of it. And only one time a year would the high priest come into the Holy of Holies, and he would make a big cloud of incense so he wouldn't see the presence of the Lord. It's a sign of respect for the presence of the Lord. Now, God was everywhere, but he dwelt in that tabernacle in the most intense presence that was available on earth. Now, the time of our Lord, the time of Jesus, there was another temple that was built on the same place, and the Holy of Holies was there. But Matthew 27 tells us that when Jesus died, the veil in the temple, in the tabernacle, was rent. And the spirit, the presence of God, left the temple as Jesus' spirit went up to heaven. And then when Jesus ascended, he and the Father sent the Holy Spirit upon us. We became the new temple. We are the living stones. We don't have to go to Jerusalem. God sent his spirit within us. The problem is, we don't always live like a temple. We can sadden the Holy Spirit. And if we've been doing that, the Lord gives us another day, today, to repent, to leave our sins on the altar, to put our faith in him. Now, for some of us, it's very easy to trust the Lord. One spiritual writer says, we have lights on experiences of the Lord. We see his wonders. We see his goodness. For others of us, we walk in darkness. We really don't see. But we trust. And because we trust, we find he's with us. Now, why is it that way for some and not for others? That's a mystery. The saints assure us that God loves us. But there is this difference of experience sometimes. So the Lord leads us along his way. Now, the Holy Spirit, we hear from John chapter 16, the Lord would send the Spirit to guide us in all truth. The Holy Spirit let us see that at the Mass, when the priest speaks Jesus' word and the Holy Spirit comes upon the bread and wine, they truly become him. They are no longer bread and wine. The Blessed Sacrament is Jesus' presence, and so we keep his presence in the tabernacle. And we come here, why? So that we can know him. And as St. Augustine would say, also so that we can know ourselves. Because when we live out in the world, we can easily forget who we are. St. Paul says, we read the scriptures, but we're like people look in the mirror and we forget who we are. And so we come into our churches to remember who we are, to remember the holiness that is there. And again, some of us experience that very easily. Others of us don't. But if we put our faith in Christ today, if we trust him, we walk with him even in the darkness of faith, he will lead us forward. St. John gives the answer for all of us. What do? We look at Jesus, the Lamb of God, put our trust in him, and walk with him.